What are we known for? How do people see us? And what is our real testimony? That's what we'll be discussing today with Dr. Don Wilton. This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton, and this message on a powerful testimony will take us straight to the book of Acts. We'll begin in Acts 20 in just a minute to be reminded about how everything we do and say, the way we act, and especially the way we react, is a part of our powerful testimony. While we study the Word together, know that we're available for you. We'd love to pray with you or for you at the other end of 866-899-WORD. That's our phone number, 866-899-9673, or meet us online, keyboard to keyboard, at theencouragingword.org. There you'll discover lots of resources, including the ways you can listen to this broadcast anytime you'd like. It's at theencouragingword.org. Now, Dr. Don Wilton.
Don't you just love being around so many people in our world today who bear a lifetime of incredible testimony? Their lives are just so inspiring. Like you, I love to be around people like that. Just people that inspire me. Paul was such a man. And God sent this person, just a person like you and me, on a journey. He entered his life and changed him. He went from being a blasphemer of God to someone who was willing to give his life for the Lord. He was radically transformed. And he lived out a life. It was just amazing. I look at someone like Paul, and I say to myself, how could I ever measure, live up to that? I look to a man like Mr. Walter and so many others of our veterans, and I say, how could I ever serve our nation, be the kind of citizen that these people are to us? I look at people like Dr. Stanley and Dr. Billy Graham and my own father and my father-in-law. I look at these people. But God gives people to us for a purpose. I want you to look over here with me. We've discovered something about this journey that Paul has been on. And we know that right here in Ephesus, that he encountered a lot of things. I mean, he was in the city, and the time came for him that he knew that he had to leave. In fact, he not only knew that he had to leave Ephesus, but he was absolutely convinced that he needed to go back to Jerusalem. I mean, that's right down here. And he also knew that when he went back, he knew God was telling him to start heading back to Jerusalem. But Paul knew in his heart that if he went back to Jerusalem, nothing but persecution waited for him. But he had to go. He was compelled to be obedient to the Lord. And so what he did was he took off from Ephesus and he went back to Greece. So some people have said, well, he was just trying to postpone the inevitable. I don't know that he was. I suppose we could provide some conjecture here, but we just know this in the Bible in Acts chapter 19 and chapter 20 that he left Ephesus and he made his way back into Macedonia and even came down past Athens and Corinth. We know that he wrote one of his great letters to the church at Corinth during this time. He picked up a lot of passengers, people who were great support to him from Thessalonica and from Berea and from other places, and their names are all listed there. And he ended up back here in Philippi, and jumped on a boat, and he headed across the sea here, and he came to this place called Troas, right there, right in the upper left-hand corner of the Aegean Sea, the left-hand corner of Asia. He came back to Troas, and an amazing thing happened there. He was only there for 7 days. No, he wasn't there 7 days, I beg your pardon. He was there only overnight. And he realized that those people needed to hear the truth. So you'll never guess what Paul did. He said, well, I'm going to tell them the truth. And he started preaching, teaching. They went into an upper room, and they had lamps up there in an upper room. And they gathered, they were breaking bread, and he began to preach. And he preached, and he preached, and he preached. And he preached. And then he preached some more. And there was a young man that was listening. And this young man couldn't stand it anymore. They got to about, midnight. And he was probably on his 21st point of his message. And the poor fellow fell asleep and toppled out of the window. Now that's not funny. He toppled out the window. Now, I just want to say a word here today. I've got 10 points today. And we're particularly watching those of you on the balcony there. That's what happened. He went on and on telling them about Jesus. And this young man fell down and it killed him. It's an incredible story. And Paul, God using Paul as he did, Paul went down. And through the power of God and the Holy Spirit, this young man was brought back to life. And as a result of that, the testimony of this event, this miracle that took place, had a very deep impact on this whole region here. Well, Paul took off and he came down to Assos over here, sailed down through these islands here to Mytilene, onto the island of Chios, Chios, interesting little island here. It's actually not as small as you would think it is. And today it's pretty well populated. Came past Samos here, and some people said to him, you need to go back to Ephesus because you've got a lot of friends over there and you spent 2 years of your ministry. And Paul said, no. If I go back to Ephesus, they're going to hold me there. I need to get to Jerusalem. So he bypassed Ephesus and came to this place here called Miletus. And something happened in Miletus. Let me read it to you. Open your Bibles with me today to the book of Acts, chapter 20 and verse 17.
You're listening to The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And Dr. Don will be back in just a moment with the completion of today's message on a powerful testimony. But as we take this break, we want to remind you we're connecting not just now during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day, both online at theencouragingword.org, a great place to grab a copy of the new Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide. It's absolutely free. You can sign up for it online or call us and tell us to send a copy. It's 866-899-WORD. That's our phone number, 866-899-9673. We'd love to connect you with that Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide, absolutely free. People are encouraging us through the powerful ministry of the Encouraging Word. Would you consider becoming an encourager?
Hello, my friends. I want to just personally speak to you for a minute today from my heart to yours. I hope you're having a great day today. I don't think that there's ever been a more better or perhaps important time for us to respond to this world by standing up for righteousness. I know that you'll agree with me. In fact, with this in mind, I'd like to invite you to become an Encourager Ministry partner with me. Together, we can impact lives both now and for all eternity. The Daily Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please, let me ask you to call the number provided at the end of today's broadcast and say, I want to become an encourager. Thanks so much for helping me.
That number again is 866-899-WORD, 866-899-9673 or discover more online at theencouragingword.org. Now back to today's message, a powerful testimony with Dr. Don Wilton.
Acts chapter 20 and verse 17. I'm only going to read a few verses. Now from Miletus, Paul sent a message to Ephesus, and he called the elders, the leaders, the spiritual leaders of the church to come from Ephesus to meet him in Miletus. And when they came to him, he gathered the church leaders around him and he said this to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you." The whole time, from the very first day that I set foot in Asia, how that I served the Lord with all humility and with tears, and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews, how despite that I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, teaching you in public from house to house and testifying to both Jews and Greeks of repentance toward God and of our faith in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. What a powerful testimony. God has so spoken to me by allowing me to sit at the feet of the Apostle Paul. And I find myself saying many times, how could I ever say the things that he said? I want you to just consider this with me, because I'm going to share with you the keys to Paul's powerful testimony. Let's just unpack this together. What does the Bible say to us concerning this man's testimony? What are the facts of his testimony? Well, number one, that he was affirmed by the spiritual leaders of the church. What a testimony. Leaders are exceptional people. And spiritual leaders, God in his economy selects and trains and raises up great, great men and women of God who are real spiritual leaders. They have a heart for the church. They have a deep heart for the things of God. They translate their secular involvement into the spiritual workings of the most amazing gathering of people anywhere on the face of the earth. And has been said many times, the spiritual temperature of any church or any gathering of any spiritual people in any nation will never rise higher than the spiritual temperature of those who lead. And can you imagine this man Paul gathering them together and saying, "You yourselves know"? He was affirmed. You know, the affirmation of those that are closest to us are critical. Of our parents. I still have such fond memories, even when my children were in their growing up years, of going to various functions and activities, and you could have hundreds of people. But it was amazing how out of those hundreds, our children look for the affirmation from those that mean most to them. He was affirmed by the leaders. That's the first thing he said as part of his powerful testimony. But secondly, he was faithful over time. Paul's words said, "You know how I lived among you the whole time." You know, Mr. Walter, what I love about you, sir? I can't imagine your life During World War II, as a young man, your life of service and devotion to our nation, your willingness to sacrifice, and yea, even your willingness to lay down your life, as many as your friends most certainly did. But what I love about you is your faithfulness over time, sir. For that reason, I salute you, sir, and I thank you. Because you've shown us not just to be willing to sacrifice and to live a life so exemplary at a moment's notice, at a moment's time, but it has been your life. Paul was faithful over time. It's like he just never stopped. You know, growing weary in well-doing is a very real thing. Because the Bible talks about it. I can't lay any blame at Paul's feet if he let it slip from time to time. Knowing how weak I am at the best of times, I probably would have let it slip many times. Evidently, he looked into the faces of those leaders. He said, you know how that I have lived this life among you from the very first day until now. Can you feel that? Is your best yet to be? Have you started for the finish? Are you telling the Lord today that only by His grace you're in for the long haul? But there was a third key. He was focused on serving the Lord Jesus. You know, verse 19, he just says it out front there. He says, serving the Lord. You know, you bear testimony, you can attest, you leaders, that I have lived this life the whole time. And I've been about the business of serving Jesus. It's quite a statement that. It's not always easy to keep the main thing, you know. It's not necessarily you and I waking up in the morning and just saying, you know, we are going to just serve the Lord Jesus in every way. Because our environment doesn't always welcome serving Jesus. We live in different places and we live in the court of public opinion. We find ourselves everywhere, from football stadiums to great beaches to fighting hurricanes to dealing with sickness and sorrow, bringing up our sons and our daughters. But more than that, we deal with pain. We deal with antagonism. We deal with an unkind word. We deal with vengeance. We deal with unfairness, injustice. We deal with brutality. When I look at Paul's life and we followed him on this journey thus far, none of us would do anything to suggest that it was just a matter of, well, I'm just going to serve Jesus. It's not always popular. In fact, the very opposite is true many times, isn't it? But what a testimony that he was focused on serving the Lord Jesus. Serving the Lord, serving the Lord. That's what he did. He put it like this elsewhere. He said, this is Paul said, for me to live is Christ. That's what he said. For me, everything about my living has to do with the Lord Jesus. Everything. My work, my play, my attitude, my demeanor, my response, my hurting heart, my growing weariness in well-doing. You can be so kind and so gracious and so loving for so long that after a while it can wear you down. You can make phone calls and serve meals, offer someone a helping hand, but after a while it can wear you down. It's not a criminal activity. It's a human disposition. And God, by His Spirit, will refresh your heart. You are being refreshed right now. I'm so glad that we can meet like this, because this is God's encouraging word. I want you to be encouraged in your heart today, because this is what Jesus does. He encourages us. He takes a hold of our lives and He lifts us up and He blesses us. And this Jesus whom He talked about, that was the focus of what He did and how He lived, is the same Jesus of which we speak to you today. Do you know Jesus? I can dare say if Paul was able to stand alongside me, I really believe Paul would say, I didn't do this. Jesus did this in me. Because greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, even Paul said, the good that I would that I do not, and the evil that I would not that I do. Paul called himself a wretched man. I absolutely don't agree. But he said it. Paul knew that he was a sinner saved only by the grace of God. And friend, I want you to know that I'm inviting you today to turn your life over to the same Jesus. When you turn your life over to Jesus, the first thing that will happen is that you will be completely forgiven of your sin. When He comes into your life, He forgives you. Because He went to a cross and He paid the price, the penalty. God's Son, the only begotten One, gave His life so that you and I might have life. And when you give your heart to Jesus, you receive forgiveness, because you and I are sinners as charged, just like Paul, just like Dr. Charles Stanley, just like Mr. Walter Green. All of us are sinners. And Jesus, when you give your life to Christ, He comes into your heart, and that clean feeling is the most wonderful in all the world. I can't explain to you how amazingly wonderful it is to know that you've sinned and then to know that you've been forgiven 100%. It's like, what is this? Because that's what Jesus did for us on the cross. And then, having forgiven us, His Spirit comes into our hearts and into our lives, and He empowers us, He inhabits us, and He gives us the ability to be able to do the things that Paul is saying that you and I know are well nigh impossible to do. How do we keep this up? How do we have a powerful testimony? How do we live our lives serving the Lord all the days of our lives? How do we maintain that consistency? How do we keep flying the flag of faithfulness? God does it by His Spirit. That's what happens when you give your heart to Jesus. And then, if that's not enough, you know what He does? He gets out his pen and he writes our name in God's book in heaven, in his blood. Because it's the blood of Jesus which provides us with the full and complete access into the presence of God. So now get this. If it weren't for the fact that Jesus took your place, gave his blood, his life, how do you suppose you could ever come into the presence of a God who is totally and completely holy and righteous? You couldn't do it. None of us can. But when Jesus comes into your heart, as he did with Paul, that's exactly what happens. You immediately are reconciled to a holy and a righteous God. God welcomes you into his presence.
And that joyous reconciliation is what you can have today. In just a minute, Dr. Wilton's going to be right back with more. And before he does, I want you to know that we would love to continue this conversation, even beyond the broadcast. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. Maybe now is not the time, but if you would just jot it down or visit us online at theencouragingword.org, we would love to speak with you. Even in this world of texting and typing and emails, a conversation we've discovered is a blessed way to pray for each other. 866-899-9673. And now more from Dr. Don Wilton.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey.
That number again is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. I pray you jot it down, store it in your cell. We would love to put some resources in your hands that will help you grow in the next step. Perhaps today's the day you gave your heart to Jesus Christ. Dr. Don has prepared specific things for you so that you can grow in your daily walk with Christ. Or maybe you've come home to Christ after a long time away. Oh, we want to welcome you back into the family. Dr. Don also has some specific things for you he wants to put in your hands, absolutely free. So call us. 866-899-9673 is the phone number. Or if you'd rather, meet us online at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. We would love to connect with you. Till next time, take care and God bless. The Encouraging Word.